Well, we are pleased to be joined on the Trending 55 hot seat today by Nate Glubish, the Minister of Service Alberta. And I guess, first of all, sir, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Oh, thanks for having me, Kyle. Happy to be here.
Well, the main thing we want to talk about today is one issue I've heard from a lot of people around the region is about when it comes to rural broadband and getting more internet access in rural areas. I understand that the province is making a big announcement here that will help in that department. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what's happening there?
Yeah, no, I'm really excited about this, Kyle, and this is great news for rural Albertans all across the province. So we've just announced that Alberta's government has secured a dollar-for-dollar matching funding agreement with the federal government to help us improve connectivity in rural, remote, and Indigenous communities. So you might recall that earlier this year, the Alberta government announced a $150 million commitment towards improving connectivity infrastructure in rural and remote and Indigenous communities. And this is some really exciting news that essentially doubles that, bringing $150 million of money from Ottawa back to Alberta to help help us with this very important issue.
And as you kind of mentioned earlier, this has been something that the province has talked about for a little bit. I remember talking with a couple of your other colleagues who are also cabinet ministers who are definitely very excited about this deal happening. How long has this kind of been sort of in the works here for the last little bit?
Oh gosh, it's been a long time. We've been working with my counterparts in the federal government for almost a year. I was really excited to completed the negotiation of this deal with former Minister Monsef before the federal election. So we got the deal done, we got it all signed, but unfortunately with the timing of the federal election, we couldn't get it announced. You know what, the good news here is now that my new counterpart, Minister Hutchings, has been working closely with us to get this announced, to get this out there so that, Albertans all across the province know exactly what the plan is here for this funding. So now we can focus now on the implementation of these important projects.
And certainly, as we've seen over the last couple of years or so, how the world has been, a lot of more people are, doing things online, and with this online connectivity stuff in rural areas, how will this help with, getting some of the smaller communities up here, like Peace River or High Level or some other ones I can mention up here? Will this help with the kind of sort of be them, just as connected online as the bigger centers like Calgary or Edmonton and those kinds of things?
Well, yeah. The whole point here is as technology continues to evolve at a rapid pace, and our modern economy is so heavily reliant on technology. We just know everything from education to agriculture and to small business. Like everyone is reliant on access to high quality, high speed internet connectivity. And so, the investment commitment from the Alberta government, coupled with this agreement that we've negotiated with the federal government to double that money, is going to go a long way towards ensuring that Albertans from every corner of this province are going to see improvements in their connectivity, which is so important to make sure that students don't fall behind their urban counterparts and small communities can still have economic development and growth at home in their community. And so that's super important to me is to do what I can as a minister in the Alberta government to ensure that all Albertans have access to reliable high-speed connectivity so they can participate in the economic recovery that we're all beginning to see.
Now, when it comes to, the process of actually sort of putting in the infrastructure to make this broadband more accessible, what's kind of a timeline are we looking at here for, what can we see in, maybe some of the first projects as part of this initiative here? When will we start to see some of that taking place?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, one of the reasons that we negotiated the agreement with the feds in the way that we did is so that we could accelerate the pace of rolling this out. And so we are partnering with the federal government's Universal Broadband Fund in order to ensure that we can deploy these funds as quickly as possible. and the Universal Broadband Fund was already established. There were already applications in front of it. And so we've been working behind the scenes with the feds to evaluate those, hundreds and hundreds of these projects in Alberta. And our goal is to be announcing approved projects early in the new year, with the intent that there would be shovels in the ground in the upcoming construction season.
And finally, whenever we have a guest join us here, the Trending 55 Posse, we always like to throw in a little personal question or two there, kind of show the politicians' personal sides. Now, when it comes to you, Minister Glubish, of course, we are coming up on the holiday season. You know, a lot of different families have their little traditions for this time of year. When it comes to you and your household, what are some things that you are usually busy with around this time of year?
Well, for me and my family, a lot of it is just trying to carve out that extra bit of time together. I've got a 2-year-old son, and one of the things I'm really looking forward to this year is I think he's old enough now to start to understand what's going on, and so I think this Christmas will be just a little bit more magical for us this year, and I'm hoping that, you know, all Albertans across the province can get some time with their families this year to enjoy some of that magic.
And certainly looking forward to all that going on. Minister of Service Alberta, Nate Glubish, thanks for joining us on the Trending 55 Hot Seat today.
Thanks so much for having me, Kyle.